Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Football Friday in the Delaware Valley. It's always a Football Friday on a Friday, even if the Eagles aren't playing, because this town loves football. I got the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, with me. Merrill, good morning. And because this town loves football so much, there is a game Sunday night that this town will certainly watch, and they will watch not only because they love football, they will watch because it deals directly with the Eagles' place in the standings.
Absolutely, and that is Minnesota at Dallas. That is a huge game as far as the Eagles are concerned, because if they Cowboys lose, the Eagles are back in a virtual tie for first place. I say virtual because the Cowboys would still have the advantage in the head-to-head, but the Cowboys and the Eagles do meet in week 16, so that will really define the season, assuming they stay even neck and neck.
What are you going to be looking for in this game, Merrill?
Boy, they're both teams that have played well, but the Vikings are coming off a loss. I thought the Cowboys struggled with the Giants before they pulled away at the end. The score was one-sided, but the game was a lot closer than that. Vikings are coming in knowing how important it is to them. So I think there's going to be a lot of fire. And then you talk about the quarterbacks. You talk about Dak Prescott. He's an outstanding quarterback. He's playing so well. He drives that team well. But people said, well, the Vikings are not a team with a great quarterback. At this point of the season, Kirk Cousins has been having a great season. We saw what he did against the Eagles, but he's done that against other teams. He's playing the best he's played in his entire career.
Well, it should be a very good game between those two teams, and this game means so much. It has a lot of importance towards the Eagles season at this point in the season. Merrill, there's a lot of people that, you know, we always hear about the Patriots' mystique. We heard a lot about the Patriots' mystique before Super Bowl 52. And we're probably going to be hearing a lot about the Patriots' mystique before next Sunday's game against New England at the Link. And, you know, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, this and that. Do you think that there is much to their whole aura around them? Do you think that they have a great advantage over Doug Peterson and the Eagles simply because they're Bill Belichick and Tom Brady?
Well, certainly that's the most successful combination of a coach and quarterback in NFL history. So you can't look away from that. However, they're coming off a rather shoddy performance when they lost to Baltimore. So everybody's saying, well, you know what? They're going to be really angry and with the extra time to prepare. Listen, the Eagles have had extra time to prepare also. And the last time these two teams matched up was Super Bowl 52. And we know about the outcome of that game. So the Eagles are preparing. They will also, they may not be coming off a loss, but they realize that they have very little room for error in the rest of the season. They have two games coming up. You only look at the first one, which is New England, but we can look and say they have New England and Seattle back-to-back, and I think it's imperative that they win one of these next two games.
Well, and I'll give you another little nugget, Merrill, that kind of works in Doug's favor. The Eagles, in Doug Peterson's era as head coach, have been sensational at home, just sensational. I don't have the record off the top of my head, but Bill Belichick and the Patriots are going to be forced to come to the Link, and I think that's an advantage for the Eagles.
Well, I certainly think it's a factor, although it's interesting that this year home field has not been the advantage, if you look statistically, in the National Football League that it has been in other years. But this is the Link, and these are Eagles fans, and they are going to make bring the noise to a level that's going to make it difficult for the Patriots' hearing signals. So there's no doubt that the home field is a factor, but how much of an advantage it is remains to be seen.
Merrill, I got one more for you, and it deals with the topic of wide receiver, because it is a very important topic to fans right now in Philadelphia, especially given the news to DeSean Jackson, still waiting on official word in regards to Jordan Matthews' situation after reports came out that he signed with the Eagles. I got another receiver out there who is trying to tack back on with the team after being out of football for a little bit, and that's Dez Bryant, former Cowboys wide receiver Dez Bryant. If he was available and wanted to come to Philadelphia, do you think that would be a good match?
Keep in mind that he hasn't played in 2 years. He didn't play at all last year, and I thought in the last year in Dallas, he was slowing down. He wasn't the same Dez Bryant. So I doubt that he would make an impact with this team.
All right, fair enough. Merrill, thank you for the time as always. Enjoy a weekend where you don't have to feel overly prepared to call a game. Enjoy a weekend just sitting back and watching football. We will recap and talk about what you saw on Sunday, Monday morning.
It's an easy weekend, Dave, but keep in mind there's nothing I'd rather do in the world than get into that broadcast booth and call another Eagles game. I know Eagles fans will sit back and watch a lot of games on television, but they long to be there.
And you do a sensational job calling those games, Merrill. Thanks for the time. We'll talk Monday.
See you, Dave.
Voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Thank you.